Hey, Pat, thank you so much for checking in with us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, thank you.
You can hear me okay?
Yep.
You know, I asked that because about a month ago, I got to interview Daryl Hall. And as we went through the conversation, he would be very quiet. And he would say, Steve, what? I can't hear you. What? What? Every question he would say, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. So I have some advice. You know, when you talk to Daryl, scream real loud. I don't think it's an age thing. I just think, you know how artists are. After a while, your hearing just goes.
Man, I'll tell you, and my hearing too. Like, I think I say what more often than most of the people I know, no matter how old they are. Just because when you're next to cymbals, I think it is what it is, drum cymbals, there's a register that you lose that, like, when a siren goes by, it feels like my ears are bleeding. Because the pain comes from the register that you have lost. And I can hear you fine, thanks.
But that's good. I mean, that's so interesting because that is just such a human thing that I think a lot of artists are dealing with.
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad as the concussion stuff that kids have to go through, you know, that play sports.
Exactly.
But it's a residual effect of, it's part of the game, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, since we're talking about Daryl, I've got to mention how much I enjoyed. I know it was a couple of years ago how I enjoyed your performance on Live from Daryl's House, which is just one of his popular cable shows, if people don't know. It was really, really great.
Well, that's how this whole thing got started. I appreciate that, by the way. But, you know, I was invited to do Daryl's House, and we had such a good time. And he's from Pennsylvania originally. I am as well. And we just kind of became friends. And then years later, John Oates came on one of our cruises, formed for, you know, everybody. So he and I became friends, and we've been trying to do something like this for years, and now we finally do it where, you know, we'll come out and play an hour, they'll play an hour, and then we'll do a half hour of Daryl's House.
Pat, was there one song that you remember, you know, getting together and saying, okay, I got to do this Hall & Oates song, this is one of my favorites?
Well, you know, I always wanted to do the typical one that you would think of, but the one that I think I was happiest to do and that we'll do every night together is Wait For Me, which I just think is a tremendous song.
Great, great. And then they'll be all together. June 28th is the show. Get your tickets to see Hall & Oates and Trey. Now, Pat, I don't know if you remember, but I got to see it. I guess it was about a year ago you were here. I mean, you must love coming to New Orleans because you guys seem to always be here. But you were here at Champion Square. That was, I think, last May. And unfortunately, it was kind of a rainy day, but it was still a great show. You guys came out and performed.
Well, that was a very disappointing day for me because we had to cut the show short based on some weather that was coming in that could have potentially been harmful to people. And, you know, look, we've learned some hard lessons over the last few years with don't mess around with Mother Nature because she wins.
Yeah.
And so I always felt bad that, you know, we played for about an hour. We were supposed to play for, you know, at least 90 minutes. I think we had to cut one of the bands. It was a bummer for me, but, you know, look, I love New Orleans. We're going to keep coming back and you know, hopefully make up for all of that, and the weather won't affect us next time.
Nope, and it'll be great because it's a great time for everybody that maybe didn't go to that show because of the rain to come see Train and Hall & Oates. That's that June 28th show at the Smoothie King Center. Get your tickets now. Now, Pat, is the band still together for this tour? Jimmy and Jerry and Hector and Drew still coming?
Well, Jerry and Drew and Luis and Hector are all going to be there, and my girls, Nikita and Sakai.
Good.
We're all excited about being there again. You know, our last cruise, we left out of New Orleans, so I think when we cruise again, we might still do that again, too, because it's a lot of fun to start your adventure in such a cool city.
Good. I always like to mention the bandmates, but I always like to appreciate all the other guys in the band, so it's good that you do the same.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks.
Listen, before we let you go, I know we had Play That Song was one of the last really catchy songs you guys did. Any new material coming out, Pat?
Yeah, well, there's a song out right now called Philly Forget-Me-Not. It's a Hall & Oates song, but I'm on it. Daryl and I wrote that song together. And on June 4th, there'll be a new Train song that comes out. And I think it's real special. I think it's going to be real fun for people.
Pat, we always appreciate the conversation, and we look forward to seeing you in the band here June 28th at the Smoothie King Center, and we look forward to seeing you that night, and be safe on the road.
Great. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I'll see you guys soon.